Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you for granting us this privilege again to come together for this last service of the day. We thank you for all that you have been doing for us from the Sunday school program and the main service. Thank you for the abundance of your blessings. Thank you very much for time of recess. The physical food you provided for your people, for our physical well-being. Thank you for this. Thank you for the song leader, the special numbers. Thank you for to prepare our hearts, O Lord, for another dose of this. We look up to you, our Father, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Husband. Oh Lord, our God, we pray that you take absolute control of the atmosphere. May be conducive for the Holy Spirit to have his way in the midst of your people. The God of our father Abraham is still our father today. Almighty and ever-living Father, we pray that you will grant unto us divine revelation of your word and what your great plan of redemption has been to your people from ages past. Lord, may you speak to our hearts. Help the old, help the young, help the middle age, help men and women, help boys and girls. Speak to our hearts, O Lord. Hide your servant under the cross. Let no man be seen, Lord. Father God, circumcise the ears that listen and the ears that receives. We will be partakers of your blessings. Forgive us of our sin, O Lord. May every sin come under the blood. Grant it, Heavenly Father. By the time we shall be living in this place, not your presence, Lord, to face the task of the week, students, workers, businessmen and women, in all our endeavors, may we come to meditate upon your word. Thank you, our Master. May this time not pass any of us by. Be with yourself over there, Abakatari. And everywhere your people shall gather all over our nation for their evening service, may you meet with them, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Please, hymn 25. Hymn 25. I wonder whether you are changing this hymn book. This is not the one I collected from the Dickies the other time. I don't know why you should be taking the hymn book from this place. I don't know whether this is the one I collected 2 weeks ago from the Dickies. May God help you. 25. We sing the host, the whole stanzas and then the chorus. I want us to meditate upon it, please. carry place this after we turn in our scriptures again to the book of Genesis 22. Genesis 22. We will read verses 8 and 9, and then 13 and 14. Then we go to the book of Romans, chapter 4. Genesis 22, verse 8. And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself. God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they went, both of them, together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar, upon the wood. Verse 13. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Amen. Romans chapter 4. I read from verse 17 to the end. Romans chapter 4, 17 to the end. As it is written, "I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our sin, for our offenses, and was raised again for our justification." May the Lord bless his word this evening to our heart. God bless you. Please be seated. Let there be the name of the Lord. I hope all the young ones are in this auditorium, all you boys and girls, I hope you are all in this auditorium. Are you all here? If you are outside, please come inside. Let there be the name of the Lord. I know you are fond of roaming about aimlessly. May God help us. I want to repeat one or two paragraphs we dealt with on Wednesday. I will go to read some scriptures. If you are convinced that it is the word of the Lord, it is laid on your lap anytime. Pastor, God bless you, sir. I'm going to bless your ministry. I'm going to make you more of a channel of blessing to God's people. I know what I'm talking about. Don't mind my emotion. 2 weeks ago, I went out to greet some people. Okay, I think I went out to greet Sister Jahi. She had gone. As I was coming back, I met Sister Mercy just down here. The way I look at her, something just was pounding my heart. As God visited this sister, I just greeted her. I just greeted her and I left. Then in the evening, after the service, Sister Adekunle was greeting me. I said, please, I want to ask you a question. I said, has Sister Mercy taken me? She said, yes. Your labor will not be in vain. Your effort will not be in vain. I remember 2 years ago, it will not be in vain. If you are here as a couple, may God help you. If God has given you a God-given pastor, you don't listen to him, you will pay for it. Just bear with me. It's not a cost. He has to travel all the way from here to Benin to look for the husband. One way or the other, he couldn't get him. Maybe the man tried to dodge him. Am I right, sir? Somehow, you couldn't get him. You met. Okay. And thank God, with the word of God in his power, and with the little counseling, that's our sister today. Sister, God bless you if you are around. Praise the Lord. The Lord will see you through. Amen. Young boys and girls, the title of our sermon is Believe in God. 1952, February 24. Or taking him at his word. Praise the Lord. Now, I want us to listen. Old and young. You young boys and girls. Now, the moment he's telling us here in paragraph 63. Now, Abraham didn't have any great cloud of witnesses like we have today. Is that right? I'm quoting what is here. Now, boys and girls, youth, teenagers, you and I, we have clouds of witnesses today. I want to pick on Abraham. I want to pick on Joseph. That young man, born a prophet, loved of his father, but hated of his brothers. Remember, whatever God has ordained for every individual must surely come to pass. Joseph didn't make himself a prophet, but he was born a prophet for a purpose. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, when he was sold into Egypt, you have been hearing, you young boys and girls. Let me say this to you. Until you give your life to Christ, each time you come to church and you are hearing the word of God, you will not be happy. It's not a cause, it's not an abuse. You will not be happy. Oh, yes. Because why? You are made to be happy. Because our prophet said, the happiest people on earth today should be believers. God's true sons and daughters. Come believing. Give your life to Christ now. They will do a new labor now. Oh, sure, I know what I'm talking about. Oh, man. You will be one of the happiest people. So when you see the people happy, smiling, joyful, something has happened in their life. Come and test and see that Lord is good. Amen. So now, when he was in Egypt as a slave, listen, church, especially you boys, I used to say this anywhere I go. Joseph had the opportunity to sleep with that woman. Oh, yes. Because the woman sold herself into his hand. Like the person was trying to display to us the other day. Don't you see my movement?
Don't see my shaking my body, my bum bum, and things like that. Oh, he really on me. But the answer is, how can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? Take note of that. That's one of the cloud of witnesses. Praise the Lord. And you that will go to school, you'll be shaking your bum bum, or be wearing your dresses. May God have mercy upon you. Are you a prostitute? Are you a prostitute? I'm not calling you one, but you are behaving like one. Are you a prostitute? Is that what your papa and mama taught you at home? Is that what you have been taught at church? You may have been baptized, I don't know how many times. Until you receive the Holy Ghost, you'll be living like people of the world. Are you listening? We have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Young boys and girls. We have Daniel, who at the age of 12 was taken captive among the millions of the children of Hebrews to a strange land. And we have about 3 weeks ago, that at the age of 12, no matter the urgency, no matter how much they try to carry them to Babylon, one thing was that Daniel, quickly, in all the, let me look for what, no, look for this, look for this. What was he searching for? He was searching for the scroll of Prophet Jeremiah. Today we are no more interested. What is happening? What is happening, young boys and girls? Remember that Daniel stood for Christ in Babylon. But the man said, no place to go to. Huh? No fellowship to attend. No hymn to sing. No fellowship to go to. Because they were hidden in that land. But Daniel took his stand for Christ. He proposed within himself. He will not defy himself with the king's meat and with the king's drink. And he had 3 believers with him, our prophet said. That was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Are you there? Abraham, our father, who was called by election, because God foreknew him before the foundation of the world. Sometimes when you don't like the preaching of the word of God, you carry your Bible, you go home. You students, if you don't hear it now, you are going to hear that judgment bar. Oh, yes. Oh, sure. So, if you are preaching and you don't like my preaching, carry your Bible, go home. It is well with you. But you are going to meet it at that judgment bar. You listen very well. May God help us. Are you there? Oh, yes, sir. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they want to bow to the image of the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, others bow. Other Hebrews bow. Only these 3 men. Remember, Daniel was not there at that time. When he was to be sold to lions there, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not there. But they were companions. May God help you. May God help me. Hallelujah. He says, I know man. He's talking so, okay. If it's my own, then God sees your heart. Anything you are thinking, think of it. Are you there? When they were going before King Babylon, they were reported to the authority. Are you there? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were reported to the authority. That they have not subjected themselves to your commandment. And when they came before the kingdom, asked them, is it true that you refuse to bow to my image? Now I give you another opportunity. If you refuse, I'm going to throw you into the lion's den. Into the fiery furnace of fire. They look at him, to his face. Like John the Baptist look at the head in the face of Pharaoh. It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. It was so stern But the pastor said, do you think a Holy Ghost thing might be compromised?
Yes, sir.
And this time around, the Holy Ghost has not yet come. They look, Nebuchadnezzar in the face said, we are not careful to answer you in this wise, O king. Others will say, live forever. They didn't say to him, live forever. Look at your Bible now. They didn't tell you, live forever. Others will say, live forever. Live forever for what? He said, we are not careful to answer you in this wise. The God whom we serve, he will deliver you from my hands and from your faithfulness. Even if he did not deliver us, we are still not going to bow down, bow down. May God help you. May God help you. Praise the Lord. I took somebody to a police hospital last Thursday, from police hospital to Jericho hospital. And where I parked the car, I was looking at the nurses on trouser. Every one of them on trouser, coming out, going out trouser. We got to Eleyele, everybody on trouser. Women, nurses on trouser. It has become the order of the day. But Brother Bam said, I want to repeat to you and me, to repeat to you, girls. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And to God, what belongs to God. But if Caesar wants to intrude into the things of God, Brother Bam said, park aside Caesar. Is that the word of God? Ah, do you believe him? We have clouds of witnesses. There are others who didn't wear trousers. There will be a witness against you on that day. May God help you, guys. Am I hard on you? That is the word of the living God. Praise the Lord. Hey, sir, hold on, channel for me. Amen. Oh my, oh my. The Bible says in Romans chapter, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man. Amen. Blessed is the man. A blessed man. Listen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Are you there? Romans chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. Let me read from verse 8. Verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, when the Bible is speaking about son, it's speaking generally. Are you there? This is an instruction to use to young men and women. My son, verse what? My son, hear the instructions, verse 8, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Amen. Boys, are you listening? Girls, are you listening? If sinners entice thee, if sinners entice thee, consent, don't agree with them. Boys, are you here? You play, boys and girls. Are you here? Show me. Oh, sure. I didn't mention your name, so that your parents will not be shocked. Bible tell you, can't live at your pitch, Lord, man, Bible. Praise the Lord. I'm not afraid of any eyes, any face this afternoon. Praise the Lord. I'm eager enough to do that. May God help you, children. Are you listening? If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lock privately for the innocent blood, for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them all, alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. Yes, those students in your school, those students, your classmates, children of ungodly parents. Like I used to tell my grandchildren, they are children of ungodly parents. Though they are innocent, but they are children of ungodly parents. No well brought up. They are brought up by television. They are brought up by video. They are brought up by worldly things. But you know better. Papa said, you know better because you have godly mother, you have godly father. We are talking Malachi 4. Are you there? Abraham said, if you are moving with a friend, listen to me very well. You young boys, are you here? Hello? Oh, so you are not here at all. Are you here? Listen, what I'm saying, if you are moving with a friend, if the friend you are moving with, if he's not walking with Christ, what I'm saying, it's time for you to pack away that friend. Don't have ungodly friendship in this school. That with me for my rough preaching this evening. Praise the Lord. Because of this time, I want to leave the rest. Listen to me in the name of the Lord. Separation from unbelief. Quickly, please. Separation from unbelief. Paragraph 64. Am I right? Paragraph 14. I'm not waiting, no. But please listen very well. The scripture says, don't yoke yourself up among unbelievers. Is this audience with me? Now. I don't want to be moved, though. Whether you say amen, you didn't say amen, just be quiet. And just let the thing be gulping it. Inside. Don't let it enter through the right ear and pass away through the left ear. You understand? Listen, though. Don't yoke yourself up among unbelievers. Do not be unequally yoked together. Many places of the scriptures teaches us that we should separate ourselves. The first thing that God required Abraham to do when he called him was to separate himself. That's our father. Because Abraham said, after election, then the calling. Immediately after calling, then separation. We are talking Malachi 4. Are you a believer? Separate himself from his people, his kindred, you know, and he will bless him. Now, it doesn't mean you have to leave home. It means just separate yourself from your worldly associates. Just separate yourself from your worldly associates, boys and girls, students here in this tabernacle. Just to separate yourself from your worldly associates. They may call USU. You have heard testimony about a sister in university. The lecturer says that she will not pass away from that place if she didn't sleep with, if he didn't sleep with her. You think the pastor is just talking anyhow? A God-given pastor? To admonish you students that when you enter university, because I, in the 70s, when we're in Kuala State with my family, little family there, I have to tell the students that I minister to the second school on Sundays, that look, you know, demons are in categories. Primary school level, yes. Demons are in categories. Primary school level, so the day you buy your form to enter secondary school, when you pass, when you are admitted, and then the very day you enter to that school, another higher category of demon.
True. When you finish from GS1 to SS, GS3, SS, SS1 to SS3, when you write your jam, and then you pass, the very day you enter into the university campus, the highest category of demon, without Christ. Are you following me? But if the word of God is right inside of you, no problem. You are secure. Amen. You know who you are. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? God bless you. Look at it here. All right. Listen. But Abraham said, man wants mixers. Man wants mixers. You move with this one. You move with that one. He said, but the Bible wants a separator. God calls separators. People that will separate themselves from unbelief, from anything worldliness. Praise the Lord. In another sermon, oh good, let me come down. The Holy Spirit separates us from the things of the world, from the cares of this world, and our own affections set on Christ Jesus. Amen. Whether we live or die, we serve Him and love Him and go forward, doing all that we can to magnify Him unto the people. To magnify Christ unto the people. I'm quoting the prophet. Are you with me? Yeah. So we are his representative here. When you give your life to Christ and you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are a representative of Jesus Christ here. You are a living witness that Jesus Christ is alive. Sin, which is unbelief, is as dead as midnight to you. Immediately after calling is separation. As God called you, that's the thing. Amen. They may call you SU. They may call you a fanatic. They may call you a holy roller. Do you have a testimony in your school at all? You guys, you boys, do you have testimony in your school at all? Oh, when my two daughters, when they were in Olabisi University in 2003, myself and my brother, we got Brother DLS pick up to carry table and chairs for them. And when we got there now, described the place and we got the place, the hostel they were staying. When we got there now, we saw one woman making chin-chin, you know, outside there. We just greeted her. We said, we are looking for so person. She doesn't know who is who. And I said, okay, go into the compound there. When we entered into the compound, we just saw girls on shorts, like that, boys on just shorts, and things like that. Co. We're asking for two guests here. We mentioned their name, say, not at that door there. We not, no response. Then I went back outside. I said, Mama, I said, I didn't see anybody, I didn't hear anything. He said, oh, is this those SU girls? He said, okay, go back to the compound. Turn right, he said, you call them there, they are there. Both, the two of them were there, and what I call our ladies there, no, daughter. Are you listening? She didn't know how to describe it. She only said, is this those SU girls? I said, yes, ma'am. Colossians chapter 3. Praise the Lord. Verse 1. If he then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. We are Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Amen? But, for ye are dead, And your life is hid with Christ in God. And the Bible says in John chapter 2, 15 to 17, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of God the Father. It's of the devil. And the world passes away. And the day the prophet was preaching, he was wearing a white shirt. Are you listening? The prophet was wearing a white shirt, he said, as certain as I'm wearing this white shirt. But the Bible said, if you love the world, you are going to perish with the world. It's not my statement. That is the prophet's word. He said, as certain as I'm wearing this white shirt, if you love the world, and things of the world, he said, you are going to perish with the world. Are you there? Are you listening? Students, is it going in? God help us. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. From verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Are you there? Are you there? For what fellowship at righteousness with unrighteousness? And what commandment, what communion at light with darkness? It is called kini, imola ni se pelu okunkun. And what concord at Christ with Belial? Irepo. And two cannot work together. Except they be agreed. What agreement? What concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believed with an infidel? Are you a believer or an infidel? Yoke not yourself. Be not unequally yoked. Amen. And what agreement are the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them. Brothers and sisters, boys and girls, students, come out from among them and be ye separate. It's been laid on our lap this afternoon. Even workers, every one of us, even businessmen and women, this word of God has been laid upon our heart, upon our laps. Are you there? Hear the law and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Are you a cheat in your business? Do you play crooked deals? May God help us. In your place of you know. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen to the prophet too. It is a total separation. Baba said, we are not to go back into the world. Amen. No more. We are not to go back to the world no more. Or have anything to do with the world. But cleave unto God alone. Cleave unto God. No man can serve two masters. Jesus said. Amen. Give us Matthew chapter 6. We read it together. Praise the Lord. Verse 24. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. You see, brothers and sisters, we are not of them that deceive the ears of the people.
When people die today, oh, the preacher will praise them. They will magnify them before the people. Our brother, our mama who is now in glory, our papa is now in glory. Angels have come to park him on highway. This, let me say this. You see, the Bible says, don't go to the house of feast, but go to the house of money. There the living will land. Am I right, sir? There the living, I want to allow you. One day, Keko, today, people go to, you know, to funerals, they don't learn anymore. They are after pleasures. They are forgotten that, you know, the person that, you know, they come to witness, you know, his burial or her burial, they themselves are going to be like that tomorrow. And they will come with their band set and things like that, with their worldly nonsense, worldly lying, all kinds of, you know, rubbish and rotten things. They'll be praising the people, and people will be dancing and things like that. No, welcome at Kiwani, no, Amolagbaja, and things like that. Nonsense. People don't learn again. People have despised the word of God. But the Bible says, go to the house of money. There you will learn the living. May God help us. Praise the Lord. So no man can serve two masters. But the man said, you want to follow Christ? Listen to me, boys and girls, old and young. Rabbi said, you want to follow Christ? He said, you must sell out to Christ. Lock, stock, and bury. Are you there? He said, you must burn the bridge behind. So that you will not be burning, so that you will not be able to go back again to where you are coming from. You, the wall behind me that crossed before me, no more turning back. No more turning back. I'm speaking on this one. Still on this. Are you there? Before I read, the last one I want to read before my time, you know, comes to an end. When the prophet said that, you know, Abraham had no clouds of witnesses like we have today. Are you there? He said because he was an idol worshiper, we all know that. Come to read something here. Now, verse, I mean, paradoxes, verses, how beautiful that time the Christian walk today. Christian walk. Abraham had no class of witnesses. Yet, because of foreknowledge, because of predestination, because of election, oh man, God foreknew him before the foundation of the world. And God called him in by a supernatural calling. And what they said, the way, the supernatural way by which God called Father Abraham, the same way he called the seed of Abraham after Abraham. Are you there? Now he's not telling you and me how beautiful that type of Christian work today, that we have to come out from our associates of the world to work strange, to work as an old person. Oh my. To the first walk that we are walking in the land that we walk in, and the land that we walk today is walk in the Christian way. How can you walk in the Christian way? Only by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Walk the Christian way, walk with Christ. Separate ourselves from the things of the world. And Brother Bam said, it is the Holy Spirit today that separates his own children. It is the Holy Spirit. So if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you are a mixer. Whether you like it or not. Because it's part of you. Baba said, the way Abraham was, Baba said, alright? And he did that by faith. And he sojourned in a strange land, not even knowing where he was going. The only thing God said, Abraham means come out. I don't want to go further. But let me read something for us here. And when he came out, remember, he did not fully obey God. Praise the Lord. Please kindly go to Hebrews chapter 7, part 1. Hebrews chapter 7, part 1. God bless you, my brother. Praise the Lord. Yeah. This thing just strike my heart this afternoon when I was meditating and I tried to recollect. I don't want the time to be against me. Quickly ask my brother. And he gave me this. Hebrews chapter 7, part 1. Are you there? No? Can they go to 35b? Paragraph 35b. Now we all know of Abraham. This will be the final one now. Where we start, God willing, next time we come back. Why is this lady had to repeat these things we spoke of? You know, it was only a little admonition of 30 minutes. But between Wednesday and yesterday, God just laid certain things in my heart. That's why I'm bringing in this. But if it is the word of God, none of us have any excuse here. Are you there? Praise the Lord. One thing sure, the word of God cannot return to him void. It's as certain as anything. Because Abraham said that the Holy Spirit that direct the word of God into the appropriate heart of the sons and daughters of God. So if you're a son of God, if you're a daughter of God, the Holy Ghost will direct his word into your heart. For foolishness? No. To do the very purpose of God in your life, in my life. Paragraph 35b, A, B. Now, if you can. Hebrews chapter 7, part 1. All right, so listen, please. Now, we all know of Abraham, how that God called him out of the land of Chaldea and the city of Ur, and told him to separate himself from his associates. Amen. God calls men or women, he calls a separation. Amen. Listen. Now, that is what is the trouble with the churches today. They don't want to separate themselves from the old carnal unbelievers. So unbelievers are carnal people. So if you are here and you are still worldly, you are a carnal person. Whether man or woman, whether old or young, you are a carnal person. And no flesh and blood will inherit the kingdom of God. And anyone that does not have the Spirit of Christ in him, in him, is none of his. Am I quoting scripture? All right, so that is why we can't go any further. We just get in that one carnal flow. And we say, oh, Jim is a good guy. Or Bose, or Mary. I'm sorry, or Mary told me. Or Jane, or whatever, is a good girl, he's a good boy, he's a good girl. If he does drink, or if she wears, you know, immoral clothes, because of time, I could have read something for you here. Wear a doctor lampast, a girl that wear immoral dress. if he does drink, and I go with him to the pool room, but I don't play pool. If I go with her to the night party, though I don't, I just go there with her. I just go to pool room with him. I go with her over to the party. You see now, they tell dirty jokes and so forth, but I don't tell any. Come on from among them. Shalom. Come out from among them. That's right. Separate yourself. Touch not the unclean things. And I will receive you. Fear the Lord. If you don't touch the unclean things, God says, I will receive you. That is the promise. Only God's children will listen. And the Holy Ghost is directing his word to his believing children, to the appropriate heart of God's sons and God's daughters. Amen. Be not yoked up with unbelievers, unequally yoked together. Don't you do it. Separate yourself. University girls and boys, separate yourself. Fornication is an unclean thing. Hey. The way you present yourself, show who you are. Enough of this, no immoral dresses. Show me your breast. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. Are you there? But we must say it. Hallelujah. And you cannot, boys. Fornication is an unclean thing. When you are not yet married, you are using condom, packing gas along with you. Be careful. If you don't repent quickly, you don't know. We don't know who is next. So we are not trying to threaten ourselves. We don't know who is next. It may be me. You may not even reach home tonight. Oh, sure. You may sleep and not wake up. I may sleep and not wake up. Separate yourself. And God called Abraham to separate himself from all of his kindred and to walk with him. Brother, sometimes it means leaving a church. It meant that to Paul. When Paul gave his life to Christ, he was formerly as Saul of Tarsus. He tied himself for Pharisee's sake. He now untied himself to Christ all the days of his life, and he made Christ his absolute. It meant that to Paul. Amen? He had to leave his church. Meant that to many. Sometimes it means to leave home. Even the prophet was given away from his parents' home. Because why? When he followed the message, the mother said, something is wrong with your head here. The father said, you cannot continue in my house like this. Because of this, you'll believe. He has to pack his clothes. He feel, yeah. Went away. He said, today, God has given me fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters and friends all over the world in millions. When we stand for Christ, praise, we stand for us. Praise the Lord. We are talking on separation. Amen. Yeah. Sometimes it means to leave home. Sometimes it means to leave father and mother and forsake all. I don't mean to say it does every time, but sometimes it does. It means that you've got to take everything between you and God and walk with him alone. Oh, that blessed sweet communion, that fellowship that you have. When you separate yourself from the things of the world and the carnal believers who is making fun of you and walk alone with Christ. How many times that I've thanked God? He said, I will give you fathers and mothers in this present world. I will give you, Jesus said it. Peter said, no! We have left all, and we are forsaking all, and we are following you. Who is going to be our reward? Just say, no man, any man who has forsaken father, mother, wife, brothers, sisters, children, houses, friends in this world with persecution, he will receive on the other side with eternal life. God help us. And I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. Christ never forsakes his soul. He is not a failure. Though the whole world turns his back on you, I will go with you to the end of the way. What a blessed assurance. Now listen. What a blessed privilege that man has that challenge to follow the Lord Jesus. To separate himself from all his carnal associates to follow the Lord. It's a privilege. Don't miss it. Don't miss it, brother. Don't miss it, sister. Praise the Lord. Listen, coming to church is not for papa and mama alone. It's not for brothers and sisters alone. You are concerned. Are you there, young boys and girls? You should be part of the blessings. Praise the Lord. You jump, you run around. Then some of you, if I mention your name now, your prayers will look at me one kind. But I don't want anybody to look at me one kind. I don't know. I don't know how you misbehave in the house, in your home, wherever you are hiding. People are singing, standing up, you are there, hope of February, you are in a palace. Your parents didn't teach you well. When you are the family daughter, is that the way you sleep? You sit down, or anyhow, do you sing at all? Do you clap at the family daughter? Parents, watch it. You love the Lord? You may not like me, oh. Don't worry. God's people like me and they love me. I don't want to be popular among you. Your midst. I want to be honest. Praise the Lord. Listen. And if any person seems not to behave himself rightly, people who are moving your worldly associates and present themselves and to present themselves as Christians, but Lord, the carnal things, it is best for you to hunt another partner right away. Hello? Are you here? It is better for you to hunt for another partner. Praise the Lord. Like I quote you, no, the other time, no. When Buffett said that one in a come follow me. Your movie is a friend, and the person is not following Christ. So children know who your friend is in the school. Parents, you must know who your friend follows in the school. So don't bring that carnal behavior. Carnal is behavior of your colleagues in the school or your classmates. Don't bring it to church. We believe that, you know, children of believers should work together. Are you there? But when it comes to a time that you are misbehaving, you know better. Praise the Lord. That's right. And if no one will walk with you, there is one who promised to walk with you. Are you glad to hear that? And that is it. If I'm reading now and you are not looking at it, no, on something. It is the message now. It is the message. But I know one thing. The Holy Spirit is directing His word to the appropriate heart of God's sons and God's daughters, both young and old. So don't just be baptized in water alone because of time. I'm saying, bear with me. The blessed Lord Jesus, He will walk with you. God told Abraham to separate himself, to separate yourself. And just as human as Abraham was, he took his daddy along, he took his brother's son along, which was Lot now, his nephew, all hanging on him, and God never did bless him until he did what God told him to do. I don't say that you are not a Christian. That, I don't mean, I don't unchristianize anyone, but I will say this, that if God told you to do if God told you something to do, He will never bless you until you do it. Until you come to full obedience to the whole word of God, don't expect the Holy Ghost to come. It's as simple as ABC. Last time in the minister's meeting, oh goodness me, a brother brought a question, a minister. He said, in my assembly, he said, somebody was sleeping. He said, he's so angry, this one, that one. And people are just saying, well, repent and be baptized. Be baptized? You have been baptized? Quite all right. But the Bible says, full obedience to the whole word of God. And that is the man to the talking. Get the talking, the anger will be away. Amen? Are you there? I'm sorry, bear with me. You've got to do what God told you to do. Are we ready for that? You've got to do what God told you to do. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. Worldly pleasures I forsake. Take me, Jesus, take me now. We don't just sing it for singing's sake. Not with ordinary mouth. We must be business. And Abraham went right on, took his folks with him. He loved them. That's the human part. But after a while, by and by, his father died and he buried him. Then he had his nephew. Then quarrels and argument come up. And finally, Lot took his choice and went down into Sodom. And you notice Abraham, he didn't fuse with Lot. He said, we are brethren. We must not argue. But you lift up your head and you go anywhere you want to. If you go east, I will go west. You go north, I will go south. That is the Christian attitude. Be willing to give the other man the best of the deal. Hey, always present it to him. Let him take his choice. For why? What made Abraham do it? He knew that he was promised by God that he will inherit the whole thing anyhow. Amen. So then, a tent or a cottage, why should we care? The whole thing belongs to us. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That is one of the Sermon on the Mount. Amen. Blessed are the meek. Matthew chapter 5 verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. It all belongs to us. God says so. So, give the man the best of the choice. If he wants to, maybe that is all he will ever get. But it all belongs to you. The heirs of salvation by promise. It is all yours. It is a promise. And heaven and earth will pass away. The word of God will never pass away unfulfilled. And brothers and sisters, Brother Bam said, if the world is going this way, you go this way. Amen? If the world is going this way, you go this way. God help us. I say, God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Believe in God. God spread in our life. From this, we come to the promise of God to Abraham. God bless you. You love the Lord? Amen. You mothers, God be merciful to you. Gone are the days when any little thing, anybody touch your child, you go and call to the pastor. I believe you are not learning. Are you not learning now? Hey, damn it, alone. Better down. You know you are learning now. Any little thing, go and report to the pastor. So, person, he beat my child, he beat my son. And he said, you are the only one having a child in this assembly. Are you learning now? May God help you. That may be hard. Better damn it, alone. It is the word of God, anyway, it's a question. So, don't be annoyed. If you are annoyed with me, that's between you and God now. You know better. May God bless our soul. So, it's laid on our lives. Parents, teach your children. Let them learn how to behave at the family altar. Charity begins at home. Yeah, is that right? Don't say it's too small. It's too small. 9 years old, 9 years old is too small. You know, sleeping at the family altar, all you are telling them, they will come to church now. They will just sit down anyhow. Behave anyhow, and things like that. Okay, they want to die with their one more jail. And they don't put their food into the nose. They don't put it into the ear. They know where the food is supposed to go. May God have mercy upon us. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely. Bow your head. The chorus. I surrender. Are you here this afternoon? Is there anything of this world you are still holding to carnally? And you want God to do something special in your life? Will you signify by raising up of your hand? And say, God, be merciful to me. I surrender all unto you. God sees your hand, not raising up your hand unto man. I surrender. Thank you.
blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this sweet fellowship with the message of our day. We are very grateful unto you because the scripture teaches us that all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for rebuke, for correction, for instruction unto righteousness, so that the people of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Thank you for the entire day, the Sunday school, the morning service, this evening service. As we go back home, our prayer is that, Lord, we don't want to be forgetful hearers. The things that we have heard today from the morning to this time, Father, may they be accumulated in our hearts. May we meditate upon them, O God, Lord, for our lives to be better than what it is now. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Where you have rebuked us, may we accept rebukes. Where you have corrected us, may we take correction. Where you have instructed us, may we ask grace to live by instruction. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant, replenish him for the virtue that has left it. As we go back home, by whichever means we are going, we ask, O God, you take us home safely. Hands are up everywhere. You know what those needs are. We are praying. May you meet every one of us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Father. Your prophet taught us we cannot come into your presence and go the same way that we came. He said, it's either we go better or we go worse. But we want to appreciate you because the message is sent to us as your children. Each time your children are with the message, whether they study it on their own or they listen to tape or they hear it preach, something is always said that we better their lives. They always go better. Thank you. We appreciate you, Lord. May your name be praised. We leave the entire week into your hands. We pray for students, we pray for workers, pray for businessmen and women, pray for housewives, pray for travelers, those on the highway, on the sea, in the air. Be with your people because we know where you come. The tempter's power is broken. Where you are present, every power of the enemy bows. Thank you, Father. May we continue to enjoy the victory that you have graciously, Lord, purchase for us to believe, to possess, and to enjoy all the days of our lives. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. We be pleasing unto you by Wednesday, we still be here. Gather us again in our numbers for further fellowship around this glorious message that you have given unto us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. This is another burial something. This is the mother of Baraka Selem of Abeokuta, Pastor Teres Church. And it's, I think it's on the 8th and 9th. It will be done in Ibadan here. So we will ask the deacons to place it on the notice board. Shall we rise on our feet? Well, I don't know, for some time now, we have not had visiting ministers, just for some time now, but they are in the pipeline. I think about three of them. You know, one is coming next Sunday. After next Sunday, we announce the other ones. Those let me pray us for their coming, and that God will use them as usual to be a blessing to us, because the fivefold is for the body of Christ. Amen. God bless you. I surrender all. Let's keep surrendering.
He's called up your name.